And you said you grew lettuce on your farm too?
And carrots.
And if you had two of these things of lettuce, you say, I have two blank of lettuce.
Two heads of lettuce.
Okay. And if maybe you had two boys and two girls in your family, or two boys and two girls in the house, you might say, you have blank of children.
Have four children. Two boys.
Would you ever talk about having so many head of children or heads of children?
No, we just
don't use that with children at all?
Four children. Four heads, I never heard of that.
And say somebody had a large family, like maybe seven boys and seven girls, you might say, well, he sure had a whole blank of children.
She had a whole lot of children.
Would you ever say passel?
Old pastor, yeah, that's the old word.
That's the old word?
Old pastor, children.
Okay.
I could really tell you what that is, because it was it was a whole pastor of us.
It sure was, wasn't there? 24. Goodness. Talking about corn, when you take the green covering off the ears, that green stuff that's on the outside of the ear is called the
shuck.
Okay. What kind of corn did you eat on the cob?
I tell you what they called it.
Okay.
I don't know what they call it. Well, they call it probably sweet corn. They used to call it roasting ears.
They ever call it mutton corn?
They call it roasting ears.
Did you boil it on top of the stove, or did you roast it?
We boil it. We used to boil it on top of the stove. Fry it on top of the stove, put it inside the stove on the cob and bake it. Put it in a frying pan and bake it in the stove. After you cut it off the cob, you put it in vegetables and boil it, like peas, anything that's going to be real liquid, like peas or beans. You drop it over in the pot of that and boil it.
Kill two birds with one stone, yeah. Don't have to do
right.
Dirty teapot. What do you call the thing that grows at the top of a corn stalk?
Tassel.
Okay. What do you call the stringy stuff that's on the inside, lays right next to the kernels?
Oh, that's
they're hard to pick
silk.
Out.
Yeah. Silks.
Okay. And it's just about Halloween, and probably a lot of the neighborhood kids are going to make jack-o'-lanterns, and they'll make those out of
pumpkins.
Okay. You said that you grew a vegetable in your garden, a lot of the times that they're yellow and have a crook neck.
Squash.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about some of the kind of melons that are grown around here, or maybe that you grew?
Well, my daddy used to grow a large, you mean a watermelon?
Mm-hmm.
A large melon that he used to call, it was round, and really, some of them it'd take a man to pick them up. They grow about that high, and they were so sweet and good. And he used to call them mountain sprouts.
Were they a kind of watermelon?
Yes, it was. Really, a watermelon.
Mm.
And it was called a mountain sprout. In fact, that's the only name that I ever knew about a watermelon. I knew that, you know, I knew they had different colors, like some of them would be, we call the gray watermelon. That's the little long watermelon with the small brown seed. That's a real good watermelon. And then it was one they called the rattlesnake watermelon. And that's the one got those big old stripes up and down. And they called that one the rattlesnake watermelon. So those are the only three names I knew.
Did you ever grow or know about muskmelons or
yeah,
marshmallows?
Yeah, we grew.